Hello, my name is Tamaya. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a COVID testing site near you?
I'm calling for a vaccine site. And
okay. Okay, and what county is this?
DeKalb.
That's DeKalb.
DE capital K A L B.
Okay, I see three different vaccine providers for DeKalb County. The first one is the DeKalb County Health Department. They're located in Fort Payne, Alabama.
I couldn't get through to them. They're the ones that gave me this number.
Okay. There's another one, Rainsville Drugs, Inc., located in Rainsville, Alabama. And then there's also the North DeKalb Primary Care in Fort Payne, Alabama.
Okay. Who is that, the primary care again?
North DeKalb Primary Care.
I don't know where they're at.
The address is 106 45th Street, Northeast.
So my doctor's not on that list yet.
No, ma'am.
Okay, DeKalb. I'm sorry, tell me their name again. North DeKalb.
Primary Care.
Primary Care. Do you have the phone number to the Rainsville Drugs?
No, ma'am, I do not. I could try to look it up for you, though.
I can look it up.
Okay.
And the health department, I don't get them. I don't get why they're transferring everything back over to the state.
Most health departments for the state of Alabama require the citizens to pre-register before getting an actual appointment. So if you wanted to pre-register with them, you would have to pre-register. Well, if you wanted to get an appointment with them, you would pre-register through the state, and then your information would be sent over to that specific county, and then they would reach out to you in regards to scheduling an appointment.
Okay, would I pre-register by going to the alabamapublichealth.com website?
Yes, ma'am, or I could just do it for you.
Okay, that would be wonderful. My husband and I are very high risk. I heard that the health department had the vaccines, but they only had like 700. And I guess they told their churches and closest friends and didn't tell any of us. And then they ran out. And then I heard that they had another thing last week, but they didn't advertise that either, and they didn't require pre-registration with it. It was first come, first serve.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I know that from people who went.
Right. It's been a lot of unorganized
isn't that terrible that
going
the
on.
Yeah, that the federal government got their act together, but the states can't.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say except maybe we need new elected people. Don't know.
Yeah. All righty. Well, DeKalb County has three different locations. They have the one in Fort Payne. Well, two different locations, I'm sorry. So they have one in Fort Payne, and that's the 2401 Calvin Drive. And then they also have one in Rainsville, Alabama, which would be the Northeast Alabama Agricultural Business Center location.
And yes, then, that one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
All righty. And is the number that you're calling from today going to be the number that you use for registration?
It would be.
Yes, ma'am.
That's where the other people got their shot last week.
Oh, okay.
And they're supposed to get their second the 16th of February.
Hmm.
No, 16th or 19th from what they're telling.
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't want to just show up and get told no.
Right.
And then, like I said, the health department won't even answer their calls.
Yeah, a lot of different county health departments, a lot of people say, we've tried to call them, and they're not answering, and it's just kind of
crazy. Yeah, they had to automate it to call the number that I called to get you.
Yes, ma'am.
Or go on the website.
Yeah.
And,
what is your first name?
Myra. M-Y-R-A.
Last name?
Kilgore. K-I-L-G-O-R-E.
Thank you. And do you have an email address you would like to provide?
I can. It's all lowercase, Spencer K at FarmersTel.com. And Spencer is spelled S-P-E-N-C-E-R-K. And then that Farmers, just like it sounds.
Mm-hmm. And that plural with the S?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
TEL.com.
Gotcha. And how old are you, Ms. Kilgore?
65.
All righty. And you said you wanted to pre-register your husband as well?
Yes.
Will he be using that same telephone number?
He will.
Okay. And what about email address? Will he be using that one as well?
Yes, ma'am. I'd prefer to be called because sometimes Farmer's telephone crashes.
Yes.
And,
ma'am.
You know.
They most likely will call before email. They just use email as like a second point in contact. But if you don't answer, they will leave a voicemail also.
Okay.
And what's your husband's first name?
Kenneth. K-E-N-N-E-T-H.
Last name?
Kilgore.
As well. Okay. And how old is he?
67.
All righty. Thank you so much for providing me with that information. You will be contacted once an appointment becomes available, and you'll hear something directly from the Northeast Alabama Agriculture Business Center in regards to scheduling that vaccine appointment. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Just do you have any idea how long?
No, ma'am, I do not. It's just kind of a waiting game. To give it at least 2 weeks tops.
Okay. And I guess the next thing would be how much notice will they give you?
Call me one day
and say it's the next morning.
Right.
You know?
I don't know. That'll be kind of up to them because I don't have any, you know, access or information about the actual scheduling. But they should work with you, I'm assuming.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll look forward to hearing from them then.
Yes,
as I said, I know that I have, through other seniors, one in Fort Payne and one up here in Ider.
Oh, wow.
The health department didn't let people know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I called the Council on Aging, and I was told about the one at the arena.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard on the news, no, you've got to make an appointment. You just can't show up to these things.
Right.